This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I can't believe what these kids are going through with COVID, with baby formula shortages, with inflation, spending too much time with their parents, not spending enough time with their parents, not having grandparents who died from COVID. The newest generation of kids is going to be a much different generation. And they are part of Generation Alpha. Right? I told you guys what the different generations are, right? You have the traditionalists born before 1945, 1945 to 1965 were the boomers, 1965 to 1980 are the Gen Xs, that's me, 1980 to 1995 are the millennials, 1996 to 2010 are the Gen Zs, and 2010 to 2025 are the Generation Alphas. And the Generation Alphas are dealing with things that we never had to. And you know how every generation looks down at the generation below them? Like, okay, you guys don't know what the hell you're doing. You have it easy and all that. No, I think Generation Alpha has probably the most, is going to have probably the most challenging. They didn't get to be in school. They didn't get to learn. They got behind in a whole variety of subjects. The subjects they are learning is there, the teachers and the parents are like this, where, why are you teaching my kid that? Why not? Kids are being confused as, you know, do I want to be a boy? Do I want to be a girl? Do I, you know, do I have to be a girl? What do I do as an adult? You know, kids growing up, it was, you know, all you have to do is go to school, play your toys, eat dinner when we tell you to. Now kids are kind of forced with the decision of, I got to decide if I want to be a man or woman now. And, you know, these kids are very, very confused. But the babies, we thought, well, the babies will be shielded because they're so young, and they know these babies are now dealing with baby formula shortages. And if babies don't get the formula that they want and they need, they cry. When they cry, mom doesn't sleep or dad doesn't sleep. They get grumpy. It's a bad, bad scenario. And we want our kids fed. And apparently multiple stores are now trying to ration and figure out how to, whatever supply they do have, of baby formula. And there's a whole variety of reasons why our baby formula shortage is down. You know, one was original supply issue, you know, issues during COVID. So there's multiple ingredients in baby formula. Then we had issues with shipping. We had the labor shortage. And then you had people hoarding. And then on top of that, you had a recall. We had a recall. I think this happened in January. Once I heard we had a recall, I was like, oh, gosh, no. And so this recall happened with Alimentum and Similac and some other, the FDA had to recall or advise consumers not to use recalled Similac, Alimentum, Elicare, because there were cases of kids being hospitalized going into sepsis because of Salmonella or Cronobacter, other Enterobacter. And so this was a cluster and a half. And so you kind of have this trifecta of, you know, low supply, labor shortage, supply issues, and recalls that have now put parents into a very, very bad position. And we are warning parents, don't make your own baby formula. And it's interesting with babies. I was very lucky. You know, I could breastfeed a little bit, not a lot, because when you work, your milk just doesn't come in that well, and I worked so much. But I was able to breastfeed. I was able to give them Similac, whatever brand, and they were good. But a lot of kids have very sensitive GI systems, and they can't take. They might have to have a hydrolyzed, or they might have to have a soy formula. Some kids need, when they grow up, more of goat milk form. I mean, there's tons of these different sort of options out there in terms of what a baby or infant or toddler can have. But when you are an infant and you are under 12 months, you cannot go to whole milk. You can't go to low-fat milk. You have to have the nutrients because your mom's not breastfeeding. For those of you moms who can breastfeed, do it. But if your milk dried up and you can't breastfeed, you have to then do with whatever formulas are out there. And we're hearing some of the prices are going up. I guess on eBay, you saw some prices in the hundreds. I'm looking right now on Amazon. You can get some formula for some decent prices. Many of them are SNAP eligible, but they're higher, much higher than I've seen. In fact, I see one bundle for $314. Enfamil NeuroProbate. Who could afford that? $314 for multiple packs, of course, but still. Gerber Good Start, $158 for a pack of six. You know, formula's getting expensive. And sadly, what do people do when they want to save money? Well, I've seen adults not take their medication. I've seen adults rewear clothes, you know, wear their shoes till they get holes in it. Then what do they do with the baby? The big problem I noticed growing up in training is people who didn't have money or didn't have SNAP would dilute the formula. So if you were supposed to use this amount, you know, the powder and then the water, to save on formula, they'd use less. Well, then the baby's becoming malnourished. So, and some will be like, you know what, I'll give them some milk. They got enough formula today, they got enough vitamins, or I'll give them vitamin drops. You know, nothing recreates breast milk to the highest accuracy, but the closest thing we have to it are these formulas. And the vitamins and the nutrients and the proteins and the fats are so formulated. You know, I mean, that's why these formulas are more expensive. But you can't make it up. You can't make up your own formula. You can't be like, well, I'll drop some polyviflor and I'll mix in some orange. You can't do that with infants. And so what every parent needs to do who's in the situation is talk to their medical provider about how much formula they need. And if the baby's hungry, you know, if you're hydrating the baby, if you could use water, do not use whole milk till they're a year old. But the biggest thing you need to find out is what you could switch to if there is a brand that a store has that's available and that you can purchase if that's going to be right for your baby. For those that don't have sensitive stomachs, most of these formulas might be able to work. But for those who are very sensitive, we're worried they're not going to get fed. Serious stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So May 9th happened already in Russia, and that was their big victory day. That's the day they commemorate on Russia's role in stopping the Nazi army and defeating them. And so it's a big day. It's called the Victory Day. And they celebrated in Moscow, Red Square on Monday. And Vladimir Putin was there in Moscow. Didn't look very healthy. He appeared to be walking with a limp. Seemed to have a blanket over his knees. And he just didn't look that well. Russian leader is 69 years old. Has been rumored to have abdominal cancer. And a surgery that's upcoming that he hasn't done yet. And I'm sorry, if you have abdominal cancer, I can't think of any abdominal cancer that you wait on. When you need surgery, if it does require surgery, it has got to be done immediately. If you need chemo, you start that immediately. I mean, you don't wait. Now, it looks like he still has his hair, so I don't think he's having chemo, and we're still trying to figure out what sort of abdominal surgery he has. And keep in mind, if somebody does have testicular or prostate, they might, in translation, call it abdominal. So it could be prostate cancer, but we just don't know. But he sat there with a blanket on his legs. Now, I don't know if that was to stop or control a tremor, if that was supposed to cover up some swelling in his groin. Not sure. But he went to the tomb of the unknown soldier, laid a wreath. He seemed to be walking with a heavy step, almost as if he was possibly limping. And, you know, we're watching his health closely, as I've said before. You know, it's paralleling a lot of what we saw with Hitler. And Hitler was not a healthy man. Sadly, he lived through the whole war until he finally killed himself. He and Eva Braun shot themselves. Or no, they took cyanide. That's what they did, I think. But Putin looks puffy. He looks like he has makeup on. You can see he's pale, but he has makeup on, which is kind of fascinating. But they've done that. And which means he's trying to hide his color. Most men don't necessarily like to, you know, most men who are not really caring about Western sort of customs of, well, I got to wear makeup and, you know, I need to have, you know, this blemish covered, as we do, you know, men wear makeup a lot in America. In Russia, that we don't see that, but he clearly is wearing makeup, meaning he is trying to cover up some power, just like we saw with King George during, I don't know if you saw The Crown, and I don't know how truthful that was, but before, you know, he was meeting with dignitaries or, you know, Winston Churchill, he put makeup on to not look sick. So, you know, it's obvious he's fighting something. And the eyelids look pale, the conjunctiva. I can't examine him, but if he has abdominal cancer, such as colon cancer, he could possibly be bleeding. And when you do bleed, then sadly, you become anemic. Not sad for Putin, but for anybody else who's a good person. So we'll see what happens. I told you that the Parkinson's rumors he has could not only be that he has the neurodegenerative disease, but also he could be on antipsychotic medications, and antipsychotic medications could give the side effect of having Parkinsonian-like tremors. So I could tell he's not a healthy man. It's just, how long is he going to be in power, and how long is he going to be doing what he's doing to Ukraine? Now, when somebody is ill, mentally ill, physically ill, like we see with the rabid dog, they go after people. And not only is he going after Ukraine, but he's going after the West. He has condemned the West in his victory speech, claiming the U.S. and other countries have propped up a threat on Russia's borders and had even supported threats of nuclear war against his country. What? I'm still in shock that he's saying Ukraine's run by Nazis. I don't know where he got that, if Vladimir Zelensky's Jewish. Russia has always stood up, he said, for an international system of equality. We have always tried to find compromise solutions. Other countries have completely different plans. They have tried to attack our historical territories like Crimea. They have threatened to use nuclear war, and the West has supported these military actions carried out in our neighborhood, and that is why it was a threat we could not accept. He claimed there was a threat to our border. He said, we have seen the military infrastructure develop, more and more international military advisors coming to the country. The country was provided with modern weapons. There was a threat that is growing day by day. He even condemned the U.S. by name, according to Fox News. Said the United States of America, especially after the collapse of the Soviet Union, has humiliated not only the whole world, but also their satellite states. They have tried to denigrate the memory of the Second World War. So he claimed the enemies of our country have tried to use international terrorism against us, like increased sanctions against Russia and the seizure of Russian oligarchs' assets abroad. And he said those living today are the successor generation to the generation that fought World War II. Those who won a victory over fascism in the Second World War are a symbol for us. Today in the Donbas, the militia and our forces stand up in order to defend our territory. We have many people we should remember, he says, and they are now supporting us in the Donbas. You are fighting for your homeland, for the future of your homeland. So, you know, here he is, and I see people do this. They make the argument against fascism, when they're committing it themselves. And, you know, this is why I told you America could be in a very big vulnerability in terms of losing their democracy and having dictatorship take over. Because people throw up their hands and say, look, just save us. Do whatever you have to do to save our democracy, even if you don't have to be democratic about it. I'm not saying Russia's a democracy, but when people feel desperate, they will let their leader do whatever. And I told you, that's how democracies sadly get enslaved by the rulers, because they get so dependent on the government. And then if they think that's being taken away, they feel like they're in desperation, and they go, no, you know, we need you. We can't live without you. We need food. We need phones. We need internet. We need health care. We need, you know, all these services. You know, we are emboldened to you. We are, you know, at your mercy. And so in Russia, he's making an argument that it's taking him and taking his military to save the country. And if the country's like, did we really need all this? Did we, you know, even, and it's, you know, it's very interesting. I was talking to some people who are Russian, and they are obviously against what's going on with Ukraine, but they say they have family back in Russia who support Putin. There are people that support Putin. And, I mean, we've seen crazy, you know, in our country, there's, and even if they don't really support him, they're not going to say it. So, you know, we have somebody who's building a case, trying to convince others. He has many countries that agree with him that the West is evil. I don't know why they believe that. I think we are the coolest country out there. But if Belarus, Syria, China want to join him, they can. We have never said we are going to nuke Russia. But if they want, they do a false flag, or they try to make the case, it looks like he wants to build an argument of starting to use his nuclear arsenal. So Ukraine is trying to move quickly on getting European Union membership, while the NATO, I'm not sure how quickly NATO is going to absorb Ukraine. I know that you would think that's a done deal. Russia already, you know, bombed them, already, you know, invaded them. So Ukraine has nothing to lose now to go to NATO. The problem is NATO countries have to vote unanimously to accept Ukraine. And if they do, then that means they have to go and fight Russia. So the reason why nobody has had to fully engage in this war is because Ukraine's not a part of NATO. But the European Union, you know, may be able to absorb Ukraine, and then, you know, how that manifests into battalions and military help is going to be yet to be seen. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Putin is not a healthy man. We don't know how much longer he has, but he is definitely trying to hide things that are, I think, pretty obvious. But it sounds like who he would put in his place might not necessarily be the most, might not think opposite. So if, you know, Russia, you know, wants to stop this war, anybody in Russia, they're going to have to do a coup. It's going to have to take Russia to stop this. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is finally condemning abortion-related protests outside the homes of some Supreme Court justices. Press Secretary Jen Psaki tweeting, "Judges and justices should be able to do their jobs without concern for their personal safety." She added, "President Biden believes strongly in the constitutional right to protest, but that should never include violence, threats, or vandalism." Prices at the pump are once again flirting with record highs. The national average for regular gas rose to $4.32 a gallon Monday, which is one penny shy of the all-time high set on March 11th. Gas prices have climbed 13 cents over the past week. Diesel also setting another record at $5.54 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some states are experiencing a shortage of 50% in baby formula. Elena Contrell, who is a mother, tells Fox and Friends that she is worried she won't be able to find formula for her son.
It's something that largely didn't affect us until a few weeks ago, and it's kind of hit hard and fast, so it's been a little bit alarming.
She says some parents are trying to make their own homemade baby formula. Some major retailers are responding to the shortage by limiting the amount of formula that customers can purchase at one time. Local lawmakers are speaking out against the attack on a pro-life organization in Madison, Wisconsin. Police say a group called Anarchy 1312 has taken responsibility for starting a fire and graffitiing the Wisconsin Family Action Building over the weekend. Wisconsin Republican Governor Tony Evers releasing a statement condemning the attack, as did Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I don't like drama. You know, I love this country. I love every state. You know, I've been to Alaska. I've been to Maryland. I've been to Texas. I've been to Washington. I haven't been to Oregon. I really want to go to Oregon. I've been to Kansas, I've been to Nebraska, I've been to as many states as I can, Pennsylvania, New York. I love this country. And every state seems to have its own little character and, you know, kind of its own little kind of culture. And it's fantastic. I've had a good time wherever I've gone. There's not one state I have gone to yet that I don't like. I'm licensed in multiple states, and I love everybody in those states. So as far as I'm concerned, I love the United States of America. God bless the United States. But I gotta tell you, man, we are looking at splits, and splits based on not only politics, but our economy, on our religious beliefs, on our, on the way we think government should control things. Like, should government even be involved in abortion? Should the feds even have a voice in it? You know, and so where we're going with immigration, where we're going with healthcare, there seems to be this divide, and a very consistent divide. What's not consistent, though, are people's concerns. Like, for example, somebody had reached out to me last week going, okay, wait a second. If I'm for women's rights, am I allowed to say woman? Am I supposed to be not using those pronouns? Am I supposed to be pro-abortion? Am I supposed to be not? You know, where do people find their, I guess, political alignment? And it is confusing. It is confusing. I mean, we just went through women not necessarily needing to be women to have babies. And then now the discussion is women's rights. And so are there going to be women's rights, or are we not using the term women? It's very confusing for people. And I think there are some growing trends towards people who don't want government involved, want government out of our bodies, that more libertarian type, and those that want the government to keep stepping in, keep stepping in. Pay for the internet, pay for college, pay for, you know, we need that, because the way the world is we need that help. But what's interesting is if, for those people that want the government out of their lives, they don't necessarily fall Republican. Many of them fall Democrat, as I don't want the government telling me what to do with my baby, what to do with my pregnancy. So when Roe v. Wade, if that does, let's say, get overturned, and that's what the, so I guess, Justice Alito said, the federal government has no say in this. Federal government stays out. It's up to the people. People are kind of finding that they don't know where to stand. They don't know where to be. They don't know where to complain. I love the idea of government stay out. I think government stay the hell out. You know, don't be telling me what to look for on the internet. Don't be telling me how to do my job. You know, don't be telling me what to put into my body. Don't be telling me what to do with my body. All right, you know, if I want some changes within my state, I'll vote for that. But the federal government, your job is to military, keep our borders safe, make sure the poor are taken care of, help these homeless veterans and homeless people that are out there with no help, you know, help build our infrastructure, get the vaccines, you know, pass out good masks that actually work. There are roles of the federal government. And, I think a lot of us are confused. Maybe we all need to take a civics class again. Maybe we all need to read the Constitution. I don't know. But it sounds to me that we have, especially with what's going on with Roe v. Wade, you have 26 states that might want to rule against some restrictions, maybe no third trimester abortions, no second trimester abortions, abortion only in the case of rape and incest, you know, and then you have other states going, nope. You know, whatever, we are, you know, full abortion, no restrictions at all. And so now, I guess, the Biden administration is saying, well, this is going to now affect birth control. Now, I read Roe v. Wade. I read this draft that got leaked. I didn't see anything about no birth control. I didn't see anything about stopping gay marriage. I didn't see that. But I guess they think, some people think, that this is a precedent that is now going to allow the federal government to stop. And I'm a little confused by that, because the federal government didn't necessarily say every abortion is illegal on every square inch of our land. What the federal government said is, look, if the states want illegal, it's legal. If the states don't want it, it's up to the states. We're butting out. And I like the idea of the government butting out of who we marry, who we want to have sex with, who we want to, I think the feds need to, because every time there's a new administration, then the feds could be like, all right, guys, you know what? We're going to change it again. We're going to change it again. And so I think as an American population, we are vulnerable, which is why the Constitution, you know, wanted, and the amendments have the states have that say. You know, when they say the majority of people are pro-abortion, I think that's kind of a misnomer. I think a lot of people are like, look, you know, I don't really take a stand. I want to support women. If we're allowed to call them women now, I want to support women, but I don't want to necessarily pay for these. So I think there's a lot of people that have certain opinions. But if these polls are of the highly populous states, then how do we explain 26 states, you know, being one way, you know, or 24 states being another? How do we explain that divide? I don't think we really know where people stand. I think a lot of people don't know. They're like, look, I support choice. I support life. You know, I just don't think there should be this many done. I support giving people birth control that need it, so we don't have to have them have this decision of, well, I need to abort the fetus or not. So we are making issues that don't necessarily clarify what the issue is, and it doesn't and people are confused on if they are going to take a stand, what stand to take. You know, my body, my choice. We heard a lot of that this weekend. My body, my choice. My body, my choice. Well, that was something that has always been attributed to, I want the government to not tell me what to put into my body, what to do with my body. Yet, we had mandates for the vaccine. And so, so what do we want the government to do? I think there's a lot of people that want the government, the federal government, to not be demanding what we do with our body. I think there's other people that do. I think there's other people that want the government to say, look, you know, this is what we want, you know, we want to mandate this. We want to regulate this. So I really do believe, I don't think we're going to have a civil war anytime soon, but I really believe we do have states and we do have individuals in this country that either want the government running everything, involved in everything, making these decisions for us, and we have other people saying, could you just leave it to us and our city and our state? And so will people move? Will people leave the states that don't allow abortion? Some might not because they don't care. It doesn't affect them. You know, for those that really, really feel like they're going to get pregnant and not want that pregnancy and they don't want to be stuck in a state that says no, yeah, they might move. So, you know, it is fascinating to me that we have such a divide on things. How we had a divide on masks. How we had a divide on COVID and vaccines. You know, some people are like, hey, the vaccine is great, you know, but don't force it on people. Others are like, everybody should take it because we want to kill COVID. And when those of us are like, you're not going to necessarily kill COVID per se, you know, this is a different virus. I don't think the herd immunity is going to actually work because you have people lying about getting the vaccine. You have this virus outsmarting the vaccine. Nobody listened. It was disinformation. So those individuals that don't want the government to oversee our communication, don't want our government to spy on us, don't want our government to tell us what to do with our bodies, is going to be probably on one side. Those that say government step in, rule, are the other. Until we have a new president. So that's why I don't think the government's going to go. I don't think the country's going to go into civil war. Let's say Trump gets elected in 2024, then you're going to have people say, no, I don't want the feds running things. So you know, what is it? My suggestion is get the extremes right. Just get the extremes, you know, sidelined, and people that are very moderate, centrist, that can be level-headed about these conversations, get them to the table talk and say, look, guys, this is where I think we need to go. But it's not going to happen that way. People want the fight. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800
and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So interestingly, one common question I got in my practice was how much masturbating is too much? You know, because her kid would be in his room all the time, husband wouldn't be around. It's usually the moms that ask. You know, most of the guys don't care. They're like, hey, I've been fine for years. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I usually get that question from women. Is too much masturbating bad for somebody? And there was a study back in 2009 with that prostate cancer link, and then that got debunked, which we'll talk about in a second. But now we have this doctor that apparently made it into the news talking about how too much masturbating could cause you to lose your hair. Hair on the head. Hair on the head. And he claims it's because of vitamin A, where if you lose the vitamin A in your semen, it could affect your hair loss. And if it's already in your seminal fluid, my guess is it's not doing much up there on your scalp. But let me give credit where credit's due. Dr. Umair Ahmad, hair transplant surgeon from Juvia Clinics, has has reopened the debate on whether frequent masturbation can cause hair loss. According to LAD Bible, the award-winning surgeon links low vitamin A to semen loss, and this could result in hair loss. Now, he said this isn't common, but for people who nonstop, they could potentially lose their hair. Studies have yet to prove a link between the two. He states you'd have to be quite severely vitamin A deficient before you had a noticeable deterioration in your hairline. So I don't want someone to read that or hear that and go, okay, well, I need to now pound vitamin A. You could get vitamin A toxicity. You know, one other theory that had surfaced for years on why too much self-sessions could possibly be bad for your hair is because your testosterone might rise, and testosterone has been linked to hair loss. So, you know, and then here's another theory, okay? People who might bald early might have some medical conditions. And people with medical conditions might not necessarily find partners as easily. So if they don't find partners as easily, they may be doing more self-sessions than actually having regular sex, partner sex. And so they might be going bald because of their health conditions, not because they don't have a partner and they're doing self-sessions. So as far as I'm concerned, I have not seen any data saying any sort of, you know, self-sessions could put you at risk of that. But when a hair transplant surgeon brings something like that up, it does make people go, hmm. So it does make people kind of wonder. Well, hair loss really is about your follicles. And it's about your follicles shrinking, getting smaller, thinner. The hair might still grow, but it might not last as long. It might be thinner. So if you have thinner hair, less follicles active, you are thinning. Genetics play a huge factor. The most influential genes come from mama's X chromosome. But remember, mama's X chromosome could have come from daddy. So I'm XX. So I got one X from my mommy, one X from my daddy. My daddy got his X from his mommy and his Y from his daddy. So there could be paternal. Everybody's like, well, it follows the mom. Not entirely. You know, we don't have baldness in my family, but my husband does in his family. And I told the kids, you know, that there could be, and that's okay. You know, bald men can still be sexy. You know, just shave it off, do the old Brenner, you know, Bruce Willis look. That's great. But it can also be on father's side, especially if they have that X chromosome. So both maternal and paternal genes can play a role. Of course, sex hormones, androgens, medications like steroids, if you have low thyroid, diabetes, cancer could cause hair loss. A recent study found prostaglandin D2 protein may block hair growth in those who suffer male pattern baldness. So there could be, you know, an issue going on with your prostaglandins. So there are medications out there that can be used. But the question keeps coming up, how much is too much? When is somebody having a self-session or, you know, masturbating, when is it too much? Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, if you're chafing, I mean, if you're getting sore, that's a problem. Right? If you are using, and this is not only for, you know, men, but women too. I mean, if you are using aids that, you know, can hurt you or, you know, those are things that obviously could come with risks. But the idea of watching porn, having a session, next day doing it again, not necessarily anything that we've seen that has been really, really linked to serious medical issues. Now, the study that came out in 2009, I remember this because it was like my first week being on air. There was a 2009, or from my first month, study found that frequent masturbation in young males could increase their risk of prostate cancer, but in older men, reduce their risk. Other studies have suggested it reduces prostate cancer in older men, but it might not reduce aggressive cancer in younger men. Well, duh, if you are at risk for aggressive prostate cancer, I don't care what you do down there. You're probably going to get it. So I think there might have been a correlation and not necessarily a causation. But where it does get to be an issue is if you have a partner and you are not able to perform. So you have a refractory period. Some men if they do a self-session, they might not be able to do it again for another day, another 2 days, another week. And so I see most of the harm not being medically, not people losing teeth, people going blind, people going bald, but I see the concern of it can mess with the relationship. And so, you know, somebody's like, all right, let's go, let's do this. You know, and they're all ready, and you're like, sorry, can't. And they're like, well, what's wrong with me? You know, and they're like, oh, it's not you, it's me. Well, that doesn't work. And then they don't realize that, you know, I mean, be honest. Say, look, you know, I saw some porn, this is what I did. You know, I was thinking about you. Always say you were thinking about them, and that helps. That might, you know, buy you an extra few minutes of your relationship. But for the most part, you know, sometimes you got to kind of save it up a little bit. I also recommend if you're trying to be fertile, you don't have to necessarily save it up for 2 weeks, but maybe a few days. Maybe a few days, save it up a little bit. So you still have, you know, a nice, we call it a sperm count or load of sperm that you could use. In terms of, you know, children, and, you know, there was this big argument, is porn a public health risk, you know, with kids? Now, I think kids should be learning. I don't think kids should really be exposed to that. And I understand kids, you know, will watch it. They're like, oh, that's funny. Look at those boobies. And I'm sure teens, you know, they now it's so ubiquitous. And if we pay for internet, people will be able to have access to porn all the time, it looks like. But, you know, with kids, it's the, you know, they might think that what they're seeing is normal and what people want. And so if your child is watching porn, you need to explain to them. I have that talk with the kids. I go, hey, guys, I don't know if you watch porn, but I'm like, oh, Mom, I don't want to talk about this. But listen, all right, a lot of the things you see in those scenes aren't necessarily what we want. So, you know, before you decide to, you know, in the middle of a park or in the middle of a bank or at Starbucks or whatever you think you see, just, you know, make sure you ask your partner, you know, if this is something that they are into. Because a lot of, I guess, what goes on in those aren't necessarily the most practical. So, you know, did I cover this at ad nauseum? Did I finish everything I want to say on this? Let me just double check here. So, yeah, so for the most part, no, there shouldn't be, you know, medical issues. There have been, however, reports of stroke, of heart attacks. If anybody sustains a stroke or a heart attack or a lung rupture or whatever the hell that we've seen in the news recently, it's not necessarily so much the act as much as you might have been vulnerable anyway, whether you were snowboarding, whether you were bungee jumping or whatever. I mean, you know, if lifting weights, if you are that medically vulnerable, you were medically vulnerable anyway. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.